Blog Talk Radio. name of Jesus, Father. Lord, let your anointing, Father, just saturate this place, Father. Let your anointing just break those yokes, Father, that need to be broken, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Lord, we are your servants, Father. And Lord, we are not going to bow down, Father. Whether it be bad weather or whether Satan is trying to attack, Father. Lord, you said that when the enemy comes in like a flood, Father, that you will lift up a standard, Father. And Lord, I thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Lord, we ask you right now, Father, that you deal with the problem that is going on through the airways, Father. That you clear the airway, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. That your word will go forward, Father, and that your word would not return void, Father. We thank you right now, Father, in your son Jesus' name, Father. We thank you, Father, because we are blessed, Father. We are highly favored, Father. We are yours, Father. And, Lord, we will do your will, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Now, Lord, as we come together, Father, if there's any that is on the airway, Father, that may be sick, Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will heal, Father, that you will touch their body, touch their mind, Father. Lord, if there's any that is weak, Father, that you will strengthen them, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus.
Lord, I come against fear right now, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Because you have not given us the spirit of fear, Father.
Yes, Lord.
But you have given us love, peace, and a sound mind, Father.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you, Father. We just
want
you to know that we love you, Father. Lord, you let us know if we don't praise you, the rock will cry out, Father.
Yes, yes.
Therefore, Father,
we
are going to praise you on today, Father. And we thank you, Father. We love you, we adore you, and we appreciate you, Father. You've been so good, Father. And Lord, we magnify your name, Father. In your son Jesus' name, Father. And we thank you, Father. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. I was saying, trying to say earlier, those of you who want to participate in the discussion, please press 1 on your phone so we can bring you live. And we thank God today for prayer. We thank God that prayer availeth much. Hallelujah. And every yoke and every burden got to be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
this word is too powerful and too strong. Hallelujah. And we see where Paul is now making his defense, amen, against these accusations that came against him. One thing I like about Paul is he said, now, the other thing that they talk about me, that I did this and I was all this, but I must confess now, I am saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Yeah, I am on the Lord's side. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Hallelujah. Which is the power of salvation. So Paul is defending himself, but he's saying, now, one thing you accuse me of, I'm guilty. And it put me in mind of the blind man who was blind from his birth. And they said, who this man that healed you? Is he this or he that? The blind man said, listen, I don't know none of that. But one thing I know, that I was blind. But now I see. Paul said, listen, there's one thing I know. I'm going to tell you that I believe in Jesus. And so his defense is that no matter what, he's not going to deny Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And so we got to be the same way no matter what's going on in our lives, no matter what come against us, who's coming against us, we have to still hold on to our faith.
Yes.
When it even seems like our death would be imminent, we still got to hold on to our faith.
Yes.
And Paul already told even Agabus and all those other ones who was praying for him not to go to Jerusalem, he said, listen, I'm ready to die. I'm not even ready just to be bound up. I'm ready to die. Mm-hmm. So when you know that you're in the will of God, mm-hmm. when you know that you're doing what God have you to do, mm-hmm. fear has to take flight.
That's
yes.
right.
Mm-hmm. Because you can't fear anybody. I heard Martin Luther King say, I don't fear anybody.
Mm-hmm.
He said, death has longevity has its place. Everybody want to live long, but I'm not afraid of any man.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Because once you know that you're doing the will of God, fear got to take a back seat
yeah.
because the will of God going to be done.
Yeah.
Death mm-hmm. can't stop God's will. Oh, my God.
Mm.
Oh, my God. Mm. Death, sickness, disease, mm. none of that can stop the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the safest place we can all be is in the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so Paul know he was in the will of God, and he making his defense, and listen, they accused me of all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm here to tell you there's one thing I'm guilty of, that I know Jesus Christ, and I'm looking. And what they don't like me is because I believe in the resurrection of the dead.
Because
mm-hmm. Jesus rose from the dead
yes.
as proof that we're going to be risen from the dead.
Yeah.
And he's coming back one day.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Mm. Our salvation is not based on just we believing that Jesus saved our soul, yes. But we got to have hope that one of these days, woo, the trumpet going to sound.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus is going to come back and return and get us to himself. So we have to have that hope. It ain't just living here and doing the religious stuff. No, we have hope beyond the grave.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So Paul is testifying, listen, I believe
mm-hmm.
that Jesus is coming back to mm-hmm. gather his saints.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in the resurrection of the dead.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got hope beyond this. I believe in angels.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these folks don't believe in angels, and they're trying to
mm-hmm.
come against me because of that, but
mm-hmm.
I'm holding on to that faith.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to let nobody change my mind about me believing that
mm-hmm.
Jesus is coming back again,
right.
and angels are here to equip us.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Right.
And the Holy Ghost is in us to equip us till he comes.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So Paul saying, that, you know, I'm guilty of that, but anything else y'all trying to kill me of, I am not guilty of.
Amen.
So we see where he, you know, Paul say, you know, he's not professing to be anybody with eloquent speech or anything, coming up against this attorney who just laid his little thing down,
mm-hmm.
who just laid his little speech down.
Mm-hmm.
But Paul said, no, I'm going to just tell you
like it is.
Like it is. That's all I got to say is I'm going to tell you just like it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Amen. So we see we come up to verse 16 where he said that herein I do exercise myself to have always a confidence void of offense toward God and toward men. I've always had my conscience free
mm-hmm.
to be against God. There was a time I was against God
mm-hmm.
when I didn't know no better, but now I know better, so now I'm making sure that I'm pleasing the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have Elder Heath start with, unless there's any other comments.
Yeah, I had a comment. You know, mm-hmm. About 16, even though we were saying he wasn't eloquent of speech, he was educated.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
They knew that
yes.
you know, before he was Paul, he was Saul.
Yes.
Amen. So even in 16, when he was saying that about I strive or I continue to do, I think in the King James, it said I practice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what he's doing, he believed in it. He said he practiced that.
Mm-hmm.
And actually the word that he used there was it was a Greek word meaning it was a medical terminology.
Mm-hmm.
So we see that in his speech, he was not only, like he said, he agreed with everything in the law that agreed with what Christ said,
mm-hmm.
what God said.
Mm-hmm.
So he was doing the side of the gospel, but because he was before who he was in that court, he knew how to flip, you know, the script. And use these words and these secular and the terminology that would catch the ear of the ones that were listening.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
you want us, what, 17 or you said 18? What, start, oh, 17.
17, 18.
And I have the NIV.
Mm-hmm.
After an absence of several years, I came to Jerusalem to bring my people gifts for the poor and to present offerings. I was ceremonially clean when they found me in the temple courts doing this. There was no crowd with me, nor was I involved in any disturbance.
Mm-hmm.
So he had been gone for about, 6 years, 6-7 years. And now he's talking about the law part. He's talking about not only did he come back to bring or the monies and take care of the poor, but he was talking about, too, that he whatever he owed so far as being a citizen in Jerusalem, he came back to pay that. And so, of course, the anyone who was the governor or somebody like that, oh, yeah, this man came back to pay his due obligation to our city and to the government. And so he was just letting them know that even in where he was, he said, look, I was in the temple getting ceremonially clean. Mm-hmm. I wasn't disturbing anybody. And now here they come dragging me out. You know, there was no crowd with me. I wasn't in any disturbance. And so they also understood from the secular point of view of going to be ceremonially clean. And so he was using that terminology because we remember even when the disciples were talking to Jesus about people that were baptizing others and they were, you know, going through this ritual of baptizing and cleansing, and he was just saying, let them be, you know. So they understood that even from a secular point of view. And so he brought that in. So like you say, he may not have had the eloquence of maybe Apollos or of this attorney that was speaking on the behalf of the others, but he sure know how to formulate his words to not only affect the council, but to affect Felix.
All right, good job. Yes, yes, yes.
I want to kind of echo on what Sis said. You know, that attorney, I can imagine him being so fancy and elegant. Oh, yeah, I got Paul. I got him this time. Don't worry. But what I love about Paul, Paul said, you came in here trying to be all direct and maybe a bully. The Bible's not saying that, but I'm looking into that like that. And he said, but, hey, I'm a child of God. I don't have to argue. I don't have to fuss. I don't have to do this and that. All I got to do is stand my grounds and let God fight my battle. Paul said, let me say this to you. Okay, you said that I was a troublemaker. I think you got me mistaken. That was Saul. Saul was the one that was the troublemaker.
Yeah.
But when I was on the road to Damascus, my name changed to Paul. Paul ain't killed nobody, but Saul is the one. Therefore, when we become born again, we become new creation.
Yep.
So, therefore, people always remember the bad things that we did. So, that's what Paul is trying to get him to see. You talking about Saul, but I am Paul. Paul haven't did nothing but went into the temple to try to take care of the poor. And, yeah, Jesus is going to be resurrected again. He's alive. Wait a minute. You talking about Jesus? We saw him. He was hanging on the cross. He died on the cross. What is Paul talking about that Jesus is still alive? Yeah, we got to get rid of him. He got to go.
All right.
Amen.
Now let us be clear. Let us be really clear that Paul's name was never changed because of his conversion.
Yeah.
Okay. Let us be
clear.
Yeah,
we did.
Yeah. He became a new person.
Right.
I got you. He became a new person.
Yes.
We want to make sure that his name wasn't changed. He was still the same Saul, because even after he was in the prison with the Philippine jailer, his name was Saul. There was Luke was calling him Saul at that time.
Yeah.
He was converted in Acts 9.
Yeah.
Acts 13 is when Luke decided to change it to, because he was in the Gentile territory, he began to use the Gentile name.
Yeah.
Okay, so just be clear on that. But I understand he was new. He was new from what he used to be. Yeah. So I get that understanding.
He was changed.
Yeah, he was changed. He
was changed.
Yeah.
He was changed. You know how we changed from the old man
to the new me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, when someone else comes back around us that know our history,
that's right.
They look at us as
the old
what
man.
We used to do.
Yeah.
And that's what Paul's mm-hmm. trying to get them to see, you know. I have been around people, and they say, I remember when you used to do this. I don't do that anymore. Oh, I can't believe that.
Mm-hmm.
But, see, this is what Paul's trying to get them to see. I'll leave that alone because I got lots to say, and I've been gotten ahead. So I'll leave that alone for right now.
We understand. You going to read 19? 19 and 20.
Do 21, 21. 20, 21. 19. Okay. I'll be reading from the East. It says, but there were some Jewish there who had come from Asia. They are the people who caused the trouble. Maybe they have something bad to say about me. They themselves shall come here to speak to you about it. Are these men here shall tell you what wrong thing I have done. I stood in front of the meeting of the Jewish leaders, and they asked me the question. Well, Paul is making it clear here. He said there were some Jews that came along. Maybe they are the one that got the trouble started. But see, we're still looking at the question, where is the accuser?
Yep.
Where are they? I mean, you keep telling me all of this stuff, but where are they?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I need to see the one that are doing the accusing, saying that I'm doing all the this stuff that you all are accusing me of. In other words, what they was really trying to do all along is set a trap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
all I'm gonna say about that.
All right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, so Paul is saying, listen, where are the ones who brought this accusation against me? They need to, you know, you always have to confront
mm-hmm.
your accusers.
That's
and
right.
this is part of due process
mm-hmm.
of law. So Paul is saying, where are those who are accusing me and who's saying that I've done this evil?
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't bring no proof to me when I was in front of the council.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
but you know, remember the council went behind and say, now find something else
mm-hmm.
to accuse him of, and then we're gonna go on a fast because we want him dead.
Mm-hmm.
But Paul is saying, now except for it be that one voice that I cried, standing among them, touching the resurrection of the dead.
Yes.
And I'm calling question by you this day. That,
mm-hmm.
That's really what they're trying to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you know the Romans don't care nothing about that. Felix don't care nothing about the dead being raised, the resurrection, anything that has to do with the Judaism or the Pharisees and Sadducees belief. He was not concerned about that.
Mm-hmm.
So he just wanted to appease them by even having this council. And we
yeah.
know that God set this all up
mm-hmm.
for Paul now to be a witness for him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we have to witness to people who may never receive what we got.
Yeah.
We might have
that's
to witness
true.
To people who and initially may not even get it
at that time,
mm-hmm. but eventually the word's going to get out to whoever
they
needs
need
it.
To get to.
And so we can see that's what Paul said now. The problem they have with me, the real problem they have with me is not because I went into the temple to defile it, because they know I didn't. That was a lie.
Yeah.
They false accusing me of that. It wasn't that I was doing something against God's law. No, I'm going according to our teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And the Sanhedrin Council had part of that teaching
mm-hmm.
because the Pharisees were part of that council, and we believe in the resurrection of the dead. We believe in angels.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
if you read the scrolls, you can find where angels came and ministered.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Gabriel came and did things. And so I'm not doing anything against
even what
they confess.
Yeah.
And so mm-hmm. But let them come with their proof that they have against me. And so that's what Paul is saying right now. So anybody out there have a question or comment? Press 1 so I can bring you live. Nobody pressed 1 yet, so I don't want to bring you live if your background is not conducive to the Bible study. So we thank and praise God for that. So let's go to nobody else. Let's go to verse 22 and 23, Elder Heath.
22 and 23.
Then Felix, who was well acquainted with the way, adjourned the proceedings.
Mm-hmm.
When Lysias, the commander, comes, he said, I will decide your case.
Mm-hmm.
He ordered the centurion to keep Paul under guard, but to give him some freedom
mm-hmm.
and permit his friends to take care of his needs.
Mm-hmm.
All right now.
Wow.
Now, I meant from where the Sanhedrin Council came and just thinking after all of their, you know, peripheries that he was going to be even more bound or in bondage or they would release him to him. No. So Felix didn't even release him. So even though he was the secular, you know, the governor and under that, he let them know that, look, I am familiar with the way,
mm-hmm.
with the way of Christ. That's what he was talking about. I'm familiar with the Christians and y'all's practices.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so in saying that, like you said, when Paul was making his defense, and he was saying, I only did the things that they believed. We know that the council was a mixture, you know, of those that believed in resurrection and angels and those who did not.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he couldn't find anything wrong because he was acquainted with their beliefs, not that he believed, and then he said, you know what, I'm going to hold this over. Until we sent for the commander, he said, and then, you know, I'll decide your case.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the second time he said he was going to wait and hold things over and then decide, make a decision. So I'm like, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I'm going to get ahead of the writing, but he's going to make sure. I don't know if he's going to be completely convinced then, but, you know, he's like, no. And now giving him liberty on top of it, even though he's confined, but now he's permitting, you know, friends to come in and minister to him, take care, discuss things, you know, just to comfort and console him.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, now, so then it's going to be another little opportunity here. But, yes, so this was the second time, and this man wanted to be sure of whatever the accusations were against Paul and that he had not, so far as he's concerned, had broken any legal law.
Awesome.
Amen.
Amen.
So Paul is saying now, listen, Felix knows what's going on. So he's saying it right front. Now, y'all can't put the wool over my eyes.
Yeah.
Y'all can't come under and try to skew this thing so my judgment won't be right. And I know what the Jews does. I know their customs. I know I'm familiar with it. So, but what I want to do is, because this attorney got up and said that the captain of the guard is the one who snatched them out of our hands. So what I'm going to do is, I'm not going to make any judgment before I talk to the captain of the guard who you guys accuse.
Mm-hmm.
You guys got a habit of accusing folks who are not around.
Who are not
here.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to wait until this captain comes and so I can make sure that everything that we say is right. And he has an opportunity to defend himself. You know, a lot of times people would talk about you behind your back.
Mm-hmm.
And they would say, oh, you're doing this. And that person don't have an opportunity to defend themselves. Because sometimes what you see is not that person's intention. Sometimes people can be talking to you and your mind on something else and you're looking another way and somebody can say, well, you see how she ignored me? You see how they did to me? But they don't know where your heart was. They don't know that you got some issues at the house that you really need some prayer with and your mind ain't even on them. Mm-hmm. You ain't even thinking about them.
Yeah.
But because they're looking at the outside, mm-hmm. they can only see what the outside looks like, but they're misunderstanding you.
Yeah.
So he'll say, let me just make sure that I'm allow this captain to come and make his own defense mm-hmm. rather than us just taking word from what y'all are saying, because apparently y'all just accusing everybody.
I know her pastor Ann say that, like, she's so busy running and doing this, and then the people think that she ignored them.
Right.
And she was just saying, I'm sorry, you was about your business mm-hmm. and duties and responsibilities
mm-hmm.
in the sanctuary of the church, and you quickly walk into what you had to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you missed a wave or a hello,
mm-hmm.
did somebody get all
upset
about it? And you said, I didn't even, you know. So I first
didn't even,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Right. Wasn't even aware.
No.
Yeah. Wasn't even aware.
Mm-hmm.
And what I like about this part two is that favor is awesome.
Hallelujah.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
even in chains, even in the barracks, even in prison. And we know we heard about it in the Old Testament with Joseph having favor, even in prison. Here go Paul. Now he has liberty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
yeah. Mm. I mean, God, mm-hmm. I mean, when it looks like you should, that's why we have peace that surpasses understanding. Because when you should be frustrated, when you should be confused, God will give you that peace. And remember, in the other prison now, the other town he was in, God came at nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
Even himself. God came himself. Oh, my God. Just like the Hebrew boys. He couldn't send nobody. Oh my goodness! He couldn't send nobody else in the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God! Whoo! Jesus, I'm feel like running around this building. He couldn't send nobody else in the fire, but God Himself.
Okay.
Jesus showed up in the fire.
Hallelujah!
Got a heathen mm-hmm. king who don't know God.
Mm-hmm.
Had to say, "Hey, didn't I put three in there?
Mm-hmm.
I see a fourth man, and he looked."
I
begin to say, now how he look, how Jesus, how he know how Jesus looked. But God revealed himself even to the heathen to prove himself that I'm here. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Oh, my God. Even in the fire. So we see when Paul was in captivity, God himself showed up.
Hallelujah.
And said, Paul, be of good cheer. This ain't your end yet. You
mm-hmm.
still got work to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so we see again, now
mm-hmm.
he got favor again.
Mm-hmm.
He said, give him liberty.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, you can have congregational visit. What they call it, the word visit. You can have friends come in and see about you.
Carol, who? What? Covenant? Oh.
No. But he ain't married to her.
Oh.
That kind of visit.
Okay.
You know, kind of visit they give you where you can have fellowship with your... Is the mate.
Oh,
I wouldn't talk about that.
Yeah, but he has freedom and liberty.
Yeah.
Though he in prison, now your friends can come and take care of you.
Isn't that
mm-hmm.
You've been around these folks who hated you. I mean, people have been on a fast to kill you.
Yeah.
You've been around these folks, but now we're going to open it up where now you can have your friends come and visit you. We see our Elder Ford is press one on his phone. We're going to bring him live. Elder Ford, you're now live on the air.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. I just wanted to say that when you have a balloon and you're blowing up a balloon, that balloon will expand. It'll get bigger. But the minute you just poke one little tiny hole in that balloon will deflate. It will lose its shape. It will lose its purpose. And that is exactly what Paul did when he was arguing his case. This articulate lawyer came up against him and thought he could flatter Felix.
Uh-huh.
And Paul just waited quietly. Paul was still. And when he had an opportunity to speak, he began to poke holes in these accusations that were coming towards him. And
Amen.
He did such a masterful job without flattering Felix. Felix knew deep in his heart that, you know what, this man is innocent. He really didn't do anything wrong. It's plain to see. But because this is all about politics and power, I just can't set him free. So what I'm going to do is put it off on the commanding officer who can make the final decision, but I'm still going to keep him in prison. But as you described, he, even though he was in prison, he was getting all the benefits as though, what, he was a free man. And that is the power, and that is the might of favor. When God is on your side, no matter who's against you or what the circumstances are, how much you are outnumbered, the power of God will always be a covering for you. It'll always be a safety net for you. You Amen. Never have to worry. And you get the sense that Paul is resting in this favor because he's just doing what he has to do, listening to what is being told to him. And, oh, okay, I'm still in prison, but, oh, people can visit me. People can bring me this. People can tell me that. So Paul, there is no indication in Scripture that Paul is tense or worried or fearful. Paul is ready to do the will of God.
Amen. Amen. Absolutely.
Amen.
He is confident.
Yeah.
You know, ever since God told him what he had to do, Paul has not considered himself.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard Bishop Kevin say, if we seek to glorify God, everything we do would have success.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be at peace of what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
If we just, whatever we're doing is to glorify God, because it's not going to look pretty, it's not going to feel good,
mm-hmm.
but if God gets the glory out of it, you'll be comfortable to know that I'm in the, like I said earlier,
mm-hmm.
if you're in the will of God, that's the safest place to be.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be relaxed to know that, hey, everything's going to be all right because I'm in the will of God.
So could we just talk a little bit about, because where Paul was standing at, he had confidence, number one, is what you're saying. Also, he had faith.
Mm-hmm.
So can we talk a little bit about the faith, because we can use that in today's time dealing with the faith that people have in God and also dealing with the confidence that we have in God, which gives us a leeway to believe that whatever we're standing for is going to happen, and also we will receive favor because of the fact that we have that confidence and faith.
Amen. We see we have somebody else in queue. The area code is 678, and the last four digits is 7992. You and I live. So be careful of your background noise. You are now live to join. Any comment at this time?
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Apostle Simpson. I'm going to start a club, but I just wanted to say, when you mentioned about, when Elder Fort was mentioning about how he had everything, but he was not stressed or disconfident, it's the same way now with this pandemic, you know. We're basically in prison, in a sense. We're bound by social distancing. We're bound in our homes and everything. But it didn't stop the will of God from going forth. It didn't
mm-hmm.
stop the peace of God from going forth. And I think that's an important lesson for us to learn today, because at this point in time, this week alone, I know of several people that have, you know, have just like hit a bottom when it comes to the restrictions of the pandemic. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of not being able to do this. I'm tired of not being able to do this. But the truth of the matter is right now, we can take a lesson from Paul. Still let the kingdom business go on. Still let it go on. Don't stop it. Don't let it stop your joy. Don't let it stop your perspective even. Because I think a lot of the discomfort is perspective that we have, and we got to know God is still in control. It might not be going the way we would like, but God is still on the throne, and none mm-hmm. of this is taking him by surprise.
That's right.
And that's the part that I'm saying, that we as people, Paul himself was confident in God. And so mm-hmm. when you are confident in God, then you're not walking in fear. I never walked in fear concerning this pandemic.
No.
I never walked in fear concerning it. If
right.
I get close,
somebody. I'm really not walking in fear concerning it. Also, that don't mean that you won't get the virus. Mm-hmm. It's just that you're not walking in fear concerning it. Mm-hmm. The
right.
other thing is right. that you just a person that want to follow the directions and the rules that been set before you. Well, not really rules, but whatever God done said to do.
Right.
And so
right.
we came to here into the church and did what we needed to do, and we're still here doing what we needed to do. Of course, there are people who may be fearful and not having the confidence in God that they really need. Have
uh-huh.
the confidence in God and having the faith in God that God is going to take care of you no matter what. And even if you get the COVID, he'll still take care of you if you're following his direction. I'm saying, he say,
exactly.
go to the house. And you don't go, you could get the COVID at the house. So the thing
yeah.
is all had confidence. And he had faith concerning what he was doing. And so we have to have that faith. And I believe that there's a lot of people that need to walk out in faith and get into the church house and do the things that they need to do. Because
right.
a lot of we do do things that we want to do, like go to the grocery
Absolutely.
Store. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We go into the doctor's office. So many people in the doctor's office, but we're going to go, right? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
so a lot of things we do. So we just have to have the faith in God and confidence in God.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Okay, I'm going to dip back out because I got to get started with my classes. So you all,
all right.
have a good evening. All right.
Thank
bye.
You so much for your comment.
I think also part of what you were saying is faith and favor, but Paul had purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew
mm-hmm.
his purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And so even hearing it from God saying, oh, you will get to
mm-hmm.
Rome.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so if we put our faith
mm-hmm.
and don't know our purpose in other people surrounding us
mm-hmm.
or our itching ears and things, and
yeah.
when those persons are removed, you
mm-hmm.
know, like Apostle Simpson was saying,
mm-hmm.
sometimes, you know, you could sit and feel closed off, but if you know purpose
mm-hmm.
and you know your assignment,
mm-hmm.
Paul
mm-hmm.
knew those two things.
Mm-hmm.
He knew his assignment
mm-hmm.
and he had purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wasn't going to let anything else
Stop
deter him.
Mm-hmm. And in all of that comes that confidence.
Yes.
Because he's depending on what God has said to him.
Yeah, yeah.
Not depending on what man or the folks around him has said, but he is listening to God. Now, y'all know what Jesus said. Jesus said, I'm not going to pay attention to any other voice. I'm not going to hear no voice but the voice that of God. And
mm-hmm.
so that's the way we have to be. But I don't know if we think that we can walk that walk and talk that talk,
mm-hmm.
that we can just live a life like that. But really, actually, we can live that life.
And one thing I love about Paul, you got to know that you're sold out.
Yeah.
And Paul was sold out. Sometimes we go through things and it be a mother to a people against us. And we
mm-hmm.
look at it as all of those people against me, I must be wrong. No.
Mm-mm.
Paul said, I get my answer
nope.
above.
Right. Yeah.
And he said, I may
mm-hmm.
look like I'm standing alone, but I'm not alone.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, it doesn't matter what those naysayers
mm-hmm.
say around me.
Exactly.
God got me.
That's
so
right.
he said, you can bring it because
bring
I'm
it
not going to bow down.
There you go. There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Amen. You were talking about confidence, Pastor, and Hebrews 10:35.
Mm-hmm.
So do not throw away your confidence.
Mm-hmm.
It will be richly rewarded.
That's right.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you.
And can I say one more thing? You see,
mm-hmm.
I got it written down. Philippians 1:21. For to me to live is Christ.
Mm-hmm.
To die
that
is
gain.
And
yes.
Paul was sold out.
Sold
and
out.
We got to always rely back on the scripture,
mm.
what the scripture says.
That's right. That's right.
Yes.
Let's go to the scripture.
It's amazing this morning I was studying on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And for Elder Heath, Elder
Keith, to bring up a purpose, and Paul knew his purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, when you know purpose,
mm-hmm.
you have to have confidence. I mean,
that's right. It's because
the thing is that purpose is like a seed. A seed has its purpose in it.
Yes. Yes.
It has everything it needs to accomplish what it's supposed to.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There's a fruit in that seed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That seed needs to be in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
In a dark place where, and a lonely place.
Mm-hmm.
And we find ourselves there.
In a lonely.
But it's only a transformational point.
Mm-hmm.
It's not our destination, but it's part of the process of
mm-hmm.
being in your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
In order to become that fruit,
mm-hmm.
that seed got to go through a process.
Mm-hmm.
That seed got to go in the ground, be alone,
mm-hmm.
got to die.
Mm-hmm.
Then comes a tree,
mm-hmm.
right? But the fruit ain't there yet.
Mm-hmm.
All right now.
So then as that tree grows, then the fruit comes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So the purpose of that seed was to produce fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But at the early part, you ain't seen no fruit.
Mm-mm.
When the tree came, you ain't seen no fruit
okay.
until it was time for harvest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so
mm-hmm.
it's like our lives, that we, the purpose that we, that God made us with is in us.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever we need to succeed is in us already.
It's in us.
And if it's not in us, it's the circumstances that's going to make conducive
mm-hmm.
to produce.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we be in a bad family, we be in a bad relationship,
mm-hmm.
whatever that is, that's the fertilizer
mm-hmm.
to help us to produce that fruit that we need to, because somebody's waiting on that fruit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say this right here, too. In order to mature, we have to go through some stuff. Paul had been through some stuff, so he was mature in that area. Sometimes we said things as a Christian, oh, Lord, I'm going to do this and that. When Christ said to Peter, you're going to deny me three times, Peter said, oh, no, Lord, I would not do that. He meant that when he said that. But sometimes we can put ourselves in a situation and we say things that we think, but we're not mature enough to stand on what we, you know, have said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of a bad place to be when you're talking the talk but can't walk it. And that's bad. That's bad. That's bad. And it shows you don't have no confidence and no trust and really actually in the flesh.
You know, you're in the flesh.
You're going to get showed up. Yeah. Oh, definitely.
And I have right here on this paper, everything you go through is necessary for purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Today is only a part of the process of your fulfillment.
Yes.
So you might be in a bad place right now, but it's only a temporary place.
Mm-hmm.
Like the situation with Joseph. Joseph went into the pit, and the Lord revealed it to me. It's like the NASCAR races. You have to have pit stop.
Yes.
But pit stop ain't permanent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You go in the pit
mm-hmm.
so you can get your new tires on, you can
mm-hmm.
get your gas up, you can get everything you need. You got to get into the pit stop.
Mm-hmm.
But you and the thing about the pit stop is that the director who's directing you how to drive this race
mm-hmm.
is the one who tells you when to go to your pit stop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So God orchestrates you when you're supposed to go in your pit stop. Because
yes.
you need refueling.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get some new tires on. You need to get some new mm-hmm. things in. And so God orchestrates
mm-hmm.
your pit
mm-hmm.
so you can get refreshed.
Olive.
Joseph mm-hmm. had to go to the pit in order for him to get to the palace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He had to go to the prison.
Mm-hmm.
He had to go to Potiphar's house. But all these were transitional to get him to destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter where we are today, if it ain't what God showed us, it's just a temporary place.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And like I say, a test has an ending time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's limitation. It's temporary.
Mm.
And you know, Brother Phil, what you just said, man, I almost lost the same thought.
Sorry.
It was pretty good. I almost lost it, too. Let's see. It's going to come back to me.
Okay, okay. It'll come back. It'll come back.
Amen. Ella Ford, any more comment on that, Ella Ford?
No, sir.
Okay, awesome, awesome.
Now, if you just think about if Jesus had not done what God told him to do. Now, God would have found somebody else, I guess, to do it. But I'm saying if he had not done his task. Sometimes we look at things like where we are, we're here, and then something is going on. We're not doing what we're supposed to do or whatever. And it's simply because of the fact that we as an individual do not want to learn the lesson. So we got to learn the lesson. Because if we keep on going back and going through the same old thing, that's just you just going through the same old thing and you just in the flesh. So the thing is that where Paul had gotten to a place where he was moving forward, he kept moving forward, not doing the same old thing over and over and over again. And so that's a lesson that we have to learn as a people. We have to learn. You can't keep going through doing the same old thing and think that you're moving forward in God. You're not. You're still standing in the same place.
You know what our biggest problem is? Complaining. And complaining not going to get us from point A to all the way to the end.
You got to see. Yeah. Oh, that's okay. Leon?
Five on the air.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing there?
Good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to say that fear tolerated is faith contaminated.
Oh.
I better write that down.
Fear tolerated is faith contaminated.
Faith.
So if you fear anything down here on this planet, you contaminate your faith. You lose your faith. So stand up and be accountable by not fearing.
Amen.
Amen.
Can't fear.
Woo.
No fear.
That is great.
That's what it is. Don't fear. You cannot fear. You fear, you lose your faith.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you have to start. What we do, we climb a mountain, right? Your faith is like climbing a mountain, and you start up this mountain, you go up this mountain, and you get to a place where you're tempted or you're persecuted or you come up against a situation where you can't handle it on your own. You have to turn to the Lord, and if you fear, you go back down to the bottom of the mountain. You start all over again.
All over again. That's what. Mm-hmm.
All over again.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't pass this test, because they're all tests.
Yeah. You're going to keep going through.
And if you don't pass the test, you'll see it again. God will bring it right back to you. He'll allow it to come right back to you.
Right back.
So until you pass that fear, he wants you to keep stepping ahead.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. All right.
Awesome.
Good job.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Fear tolerated. Would contaminate your faith.
Exactly.
Oh, contaminate that. So that's what I wasn't getting, Brother Leon. I was. Oh, fear tolerated. Fear tolerated.
Contaminate.
Contaminate. Because I wasn't getting that at first. What you were trying to say. That is great. Thank you so much. You got it, Miss Ashley.
Oh my God. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Man, we
good job. Thank you so much, all the way from New York.
Amen. We are
amen to that. Amen.
We thank God for all of you who have tuned in today, those who have come in the sanctuary. I mean, that's a good place where we can stop.
Mm-hmm.
Fear tolerated.
Causes
fear
faith.
Contaminated. Hallelujah. So we're going to ask Pastor Ann to give our offering appeal.
Yes, we are so excited about this word. Come
thank
on and give
Lord,
us a special hand
thank you, Lord,
for this word
oh,
and all of you that have participated
hallelujah.
And called in and listened
thank you, Lord,
in.
Jesus.
We want to thank you so much for tuning in today to Light of World Bible Study.
Amen.
We give God the glory and give him the praise and give him an honor. And we want to be on the word.
Amen.
Plant a seed on the word that we have heard. And also, we want to give our tithes and we want to give our offerings. Don't try to wait until the night at 7 o'clock or Sunday morning, but let's give our offerings at this time. Let's pay our tithes and let's give an offering. And you can go into the app, the Light of World app, and pay your tithes or give an offering today. Audience, you can go on and do your envelopes, if you're doing check, cash, whatever, and I got my Square, so I can do a Square for you. But whatever, those of you that is online, if you would go on and do your offering, and then I want you to text to me how much you paid, how much you gave, or whatever, to my cell phone so we can record it for this particular service. And that phone number is 770-906-0607. Just text me the amount of money that you are giving on today. That's 770-906-0607. We want to thank you all so much today. We have enjoyed this Bible study, and we're asking that you would tune in again next week at 12 noon. We'll be right here in the sanctuary, so please tune in. And we're also face-to-face here and online. So God bless you, and have a great and fantastic day.
Amen. Father God, we thank you for this day. We bless you, God. We honor you. We ask you to bless this offering, O God. Let it be a nourishment to our blessed. Let, O God, be a great accomplishment, O God. Let it go forth and be ministry in the name of Jesus. God, we bless you, God. We bless these people who are here, who have tuned in, O God. We pray that this word would carry them through, O God, that they would have faith, would be increased, O God, and fear would be denied.
Yes, Lord.
Fear would be denied. We would put it in the fire, God. We would burn fear up out of our lives.
Yes,
we would trust you. We would build our faith up, O God, and trust you in everything we do. God, we ask you to go with us, dismiss us from this place, but never from your presence. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody say,
Amen.
Amen.
Hey, everybody.
Amen.
Good.
Thank you all so much.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, thank you all so much. Good.